Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here on this Monday evening and here with Rob Pratt. Rob, I woke up this morning at 7 and looked out the window and there was snow on the ground.
I know, it's here. But it's okay.
I think it's wintertime.
Well, but see, Dr. Benoni's here, so everything's good. We're happy to have her back.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, we're going to be talking about diabetes tonight. We've spent a lot of time on diabetes in the last few months, and we have a Pittsburgh big... Kahuna expert on diabetes here with us this evening, Dr. Patricia Benoni, and she's been here many times, and her life really centers around taking care of patients with diabetes. She does other things too with thyroid patients and so on, but she is the ultimate expert with diabetes. Welcome back to Medical Frontiers, Doctor.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Okay. And we've talked a little bit off the air about the incidence of diabetes and what's happening with diabetes in general. But for our listening audience, just start out by telling us, our listening audience, what is diabetes?
So diabetes refers to several kinds of illnesses that are caused by elevated blood sugar. Either due to lack of insulin production. So somebody with type 1 diabetes, their pancreas doesn't make insulin because it's been attacked by their immune system, or type 2 diabetes, which is your body just can't keep up with the demands of insulin. You become insulin resistant and your blood sugar rises and you need to make more insulin. And at some point, the body just can't do it. And then you get elevated glucose and you have diabetes.
That's sort of a fine line about where your blood sugar should be. And how does the body do that? How does that do that? Keeps it at a certain level, a little below 100, a little over 100 most of the time on average.
Yeah, it's an amazing system. So, the body senses where the blood sugar is, and the pancreas will make more or less insulin based on where the blood sugar is, but it gets signals from the intestines. It knows when food's coming. It's when the system gets disrupted that it's hard for us to replicate what the body does naturally when it's in the healthy state.
As I recall, the islets of Langerhans are the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas?
Correct.
Okay. And those are pretty special cells.
Yes.
That's all they do is make insulin.
They make insulin and,
yep.
Sometimes they make glucagon, but that's a whole other, yep.
Yeah, that's another. But it's really kind of amazing when you think of, I always thought that endocrinology was one of the toughest things in medical school, because you have all these endocrine glands that secrete hormones and other things, and how they all have to work together, and how the thyroid can control some things, and when it goes wacky, or your adrenal glands, or your parathyroid glands, or your, the pituitary, et cetera, et cetera. It's really kind of amazing that they work as well as they do.
Yeah, and that's what makes it fun to be in this field.
But I always thought that was so difficult, just to figure out how those relate to each other.
Yeah.
And they don't stand alone, because they work with other parts of the body, and so a child can actually be born with type 1 diabetes. It's pretty rare, but it's possible for a child to be born where they're not making any insulin.
Yeah, usually it doesn't become evident, I mean, true type 1 until about 6 months of age, but it happens early. It can happen early in life.
Yeah. And so most, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air about an increasing age of people who are diagnosed with the autoimmune or type 1 diabetes, and that seems to be increasing. Do you think that's just better diagnosis, that type of thing?
I think that's part of it. I think we're picking up more diabetes. We have antibody testing now that we can tell if someone has type 1 or not. And I think there's also an increasing incidence in type 1 and older, and it may have to do with increasing autoimmunity in general.
Mm-hmm. How about people who have other autoimmune disease, like Crohn's disease, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis? Are they any more prone to developing type 2 diabetes in general?
They are sometimes increased incidence of type 1 compared to the general population.
Okay.
But the highest would be relatives of people with someone who has type 1 diabetes. They're at higher risk for also developing type 1 because it's a genetic condition.
Okay. And as far as you know, there isn't any general increase in the incidence. It's pretty steady.
Actually, type 1 and 2 are increasing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about type 2?
It's about, I just looked at these statistics, about 11% of the population. It had been really increasing in incidence, and it seems to be maybe flattening off a little bit. It's a little early to tell. Similarly, obesity also seems to be flattening off a little bit.
Do you think the few medications that have come out in the last decade helping with that?
May certainly be part of that, and hopefully awareness. People are more focused on keeping their weight at a good level as well, because we know that obesity does increase your risk of type 2 diabetes.
Okay. And we've had guests on talking about bariatric procedures and so on. And that's kind of amazing, where somebody who could be morbidly obese, 350 pounds, and they lose 200 pounds, and their diabetes improves or even goes away.
Yeah.
And you see that all the time.
Yes.
So the drugs that help with diabetes and help you lose weight may be having an effect. When you think about the whole population, the ones who are affected by weight loss, either bariatric surgery or just better diet, exercise, and so on, with the help of perhaps medications, maybe stabilizing a little bit, which is a good sign.
Definitely a good thing.
Okay. What can we do about adolescent obesity? Certainly, we know that obesity increases your risk for type 2 diabetes. But we have a pretty hefty group of adolescents.
Yeah, and it's a, no pun intended, big problem. I mean, young people, childhood obesity is a huge problem and definitely puts patients at higher risk for diabetes. And we know that children and young adults that get type 2 diabetes have a higher rate of complications and more severe. So you know, preventing diabetes is the main thing. And if we need to encourage activity for our kids and keeping their weight at a normal range to lower those risks of developing diabetes.
Okay. We need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about diabetes this evening. So give us a call at 866-391-1020. If you have diabetes, you have somebody in the family, friend, or whatever with diabetes, and we're going to be talking about glucose or insulin pumps and so on, and glucose monitoring on a 24/7 basis and so on as the show goes on. So give us a call, 866-391-1020.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers talking about diabetes this evening with Dr. Patricia Bononi. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. And we were just sneaking a little peek to the television monitor here in the studio, and we saw that the FDA has agreed to drop the black box warnings on hormone replacement therapy. And tell us about that. What is a black box? And HRT, talk about that a little bit before we talk more about diabetes.
Yeah, for a long time, there have been some warnings on hormone replacement therapy in the postmenopausal woman because of concern of increased risk of heart disease and breast cancer. But I think time has shown that there were some issues with some of the studies they did originally. They looked at a group, it was actually the nurses' health study. So they looked at women in the 70s who it wasn't well controlled, in that some of the women were started postmenopausal. So with additional studies, it looks like for women around the time of menopause, it is felt to be generally safe to be on hormone replacement therapy for a short time as you transition from the premenopause to postmenopausal status. But it's definitely a conversation a woman should have with her physician about the pros and cons in their, you know, individual situation.
And that very often can help with hot flashes and other symptoms of menopause.
Yeah. It helps with hot flashes. And there are some studies now that it may help with the cognitive, that brain fog that some women complain of around the time of menopause. So
sometimes their husband complain about that.
Sometimes they complain about their husbands too. So, you know,
That's good news.
It's good news. And, you know, I think it gives another opportunity of therapy for women as they transition.
Okay, just a couple other questions about the demographics. Any difference between men and women as far as incidence of diabetes concerned?
No.
How about ethnic groups?
So groups that are higher risk are African American, Native American. One of the biggest populations is Southeast Asian, so people from India and some of the islands. And it's interesting, some of the Asian population actually develops diabetes at lower weight. They're considered obese at a lower weight just because of differences in how they metabolize glucose.
Is that probably along genetic lines or?
It's probably genetic background, and then, you know, with westernization of the diet.
Okay. If you're treating a 35-year-old woman with diabetes today. Mm-hmm. Compare that to how you would treat that patient when you finished your fellowship in residency in endocrinology.
Yeah, you're going to date me because back in those days,
Patricia, I'm before those days.
So in the 90s, we had one type of diabetes pills called sulfonylureas. And after about 5 years, this is for type 2 patients, everyone went on insulin.
Yeah.
And then in 95, metformin came to the U.S. And then after that, the number of medications.
And metformin's an oral.
It's a pill.
Okay.
Yep. And then after that, it's been a huge growth in the number and different types of diabetes medications. And the more recent ones, the exciting part about that is some of these are the first ones that have shown a decrease in heart disease or heart failure or kidney disease in patients treating with those. So not only do they control diabetes, but they help slow or prevent complications in terms of the heart.
And one of the things we had to learn in medical school was how to titer the insulin shots, depending on what the glucose was at various times of the day and so on. It was pretty complicated.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. And if patients... you know, we're disciplined and controlled, you know, that type of thing. It was very effective. But today, talk about glucose monitors that patients can be prescribed.
Yeah, so back in the day and still today, people used to poke their finger and would get a blood sugar result, and it tells you where you are at that point in time. But now we have continuous glucose monitors that people wear either on their abdomen or the back of their arm, and they can know not only what their blood sugar is, but they can say, is it going up? Is it going down? Are we staying steady? So it provides much more information about where their blood sugars are and how different things like exercise or what they ate are doing to their blood sugar.
I remember when the instrument to measure oxygen in the bloodstream, the pulse oximeter, when that came out, it was really amazing. And that was photoelectric.
Mm-hmm.
When blood has more oxygen, it's a different color than when it doesn't have as much oxygen, which is really, you know, you put that on a finger and it works very, very well. It gives you what your oxygen is 100% of the time, you know. And at that time, they were saying, wouldn't it be nice if we could do the same thing with glucose? Now, how does a glucose monitor, from a technical standpoint, how does it measure the level of glucose in the blood?
It's a chemical, my understanding, it's a chemical reaction because the blood doesn't change colors with different amounts of glucose.
Right.
But the little filament that is in the interstitial fluid can measure the glucose through a chemical reaction.
So there's a filament that actually goes subcutaneously.
Yes.
That is with underneath the skin.
Right.
Okay, but not very deep.
Just
subcutaneous, which means right under the skin. And that little filament then is measuring the level of glucose 24/7.
Yeah, and patients see that either on a receiver, or they can do it on their phone or their Apple Watch. The technology's been amazing.
Okay, and then how is that paired with an insulin pump?
Yeah, and that's been the really exciting thing. So, you know, in the past, when people were on insulin pumps, they'd come in and I'd look at these numbers and try to adjust their rates. But now the sensor can predict where the blood sugar is going to be in 30 minutes. And there's an algorithm in the pump that's much smarter than probably the smartest people ever and adjusts the amount of insulin the pump is putting out in response to that. And then the patient tells them, I'm going to eat this many carbs, and the pump will calculate how much insulin to give the patient. Of course, the patient can override that and they say, oh, that's too much for me. They can, honestly, they keep what we call time in range. So their blood sugar at goal more than 70% of the time, which
that's amazing.
It's awesome.
That's amazing. Okay. And we never had an A1C test back in the day. Tell us about that.
Well, I was post A1C.
Yeah.
That tells us a 3-month average of blood sugar readings.
Right.
But, you know, you could be striking out and hitting home runs, or you could have a very narrow amount of glucose change and have the same A1C. So the continuous glucose monitors give us extra information.
Okay, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about diabetes. All the ramifications, the technology that has been improved and better care for people with diabetes. Give us a call, 866-391-1020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers for another session. We're talking about diabetes and the care that is possible and available at AHN. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. And let's go right to the phone lines. Scott from West Mifflin. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, my grandmother, who I never got to know, did die from being a diabetic. So what will help me to prevent becoming a diabetic?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, prevention is the number one thing. So make sure you see your physician or provider regularly and have that A1C test done, because should you develop something called prediabetes, there are ways to not develop diabetes through just exercise and loss of about 5% of your body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds and you lose about 10 pounds, that markedly reduces your risk of diabetes when you have prediabetes. So, you know, and just all the good things that we tell you, you know, healthy lifestyle and regular aerobic activity, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week is what is recommended by most people.
Okay, so what you're saying is really what will help a lot then is exercise.
Correct. Whether you have prediabetes, no diabetes, or diabetes, exercise does improve your glucose levels.
Okay, so that's just one of the good things and main things to know, for me to know, that I thought in the beginning, and that was just, you know, for me not to become a diabetic, then I'm not even pre-diabetic now, last I was checked, but just exercise, important thing, would just actually make sense to just help me prevent them from becoming a diabetic.
Yeah, exercise and keeping your body weight, you know, in the what we consider the normal range, so that will also help.
Yeah, okay, well, that's the one thing then I need to work on, then keeping my weight of my body down. So the heart and rest of the body doesn't have to work as hard, will assist and help also.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to David in Butler. Good evening, David. Do you have a question?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. You just described me when you were talking about being a little bit overweight. I am retired, and when I put on some weight, lo and behold, my physician told me my A1C was putting me into the diabetic range. And he asked me if I wanted insulin. I said, no. Is there an alternative? He said, yes, diet and exercise. So I realized when I diet and exercised and lost some weight, I got my A1C back down into the pre-diabetic range. But I've done a lot of research about it, and what I wanted to question you about was, I found a doctor on the internet who claimed that due to research, primarily out of England, he had discovered a microscopic parasitic worm that infects the human pancreas that feeds on insulin. And he made the argument that the reason we see so many people with insulin resistance, it's not that their body isn't making insulin, but that these parasites are consuming it. And of course, he was marketing an organic type of antidote to rid the body of the parasites. And the reason I called, doctor, I didn't buy it. I don't buy into things like that without a good second opinion. So, doctor, you're going to be my second opinion. Have you heard of this? Is it a reality, and is there a local, low-cost antidote?
You know, first, congratulations on getting your A1C from the diabetes range to the pre-diabetes range. And the second part of your question regarding this study, which I'm not familiar with, but I would say it is extremely unlikely that there is an antidote out there that kills parasites in patients with diabetes. Insulin resistance is very complicated. It has to do a lot with how much pancreas reserve you have and how your liver processes. So, you know, our livers do lots of things, but one of the things they do is they store the carbohydrates we eat as starch. And in response to that, it releases this over, like at night when you're not eating. When people have diabetes, this whole system gets dysregulated, and you get release of the starch from the liver, and the pancreas starts to poop out, and that results in the high blood sugar. No parasites involved. And I'd just be very careful about claims of cures or medications that you buy on the internet that haven't been backed by the FDA.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Thank you so very much. Okay, so you're saying it's a con job. There is no such parasite.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for calling, Robert. Really appreciate it. 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to our guest tonight about diabetes and the ramifications of the disease, prevention and treatment. Say a few words about the collateral damage with diabetes.
Yeah. So people that have chronically high blood glucose levels are at higher risk for developing eye problems from the diabetes. Diabetes is the leading cause of non-traumatic blindness in the country. It can lead to kidney disease and kidney failure, and can lead to nerve damage. And people can get neuropathy and lose sensation in especially their feet. It's, as I say, a very sneaky disease, because you may not have any symptoms at all until you develop one of these complications from diabetes. And the biggest threat to someone with diabetes is heart disease. Half the people with diabetes will be at risk for heart attack or stroke caused by the diabetes.
I've heard that sometimes optometrists and ophthalmologists make a diagnosis of diabetes by looking in the eye.
Yeah, sometimes it's from patients go into their eye doctor, my vision's blurry, and it's actually because their blood sugar's high. But sometimes patients have bleeding in the back of the eyes that they weren't aware of, that gets picked up on an eye exam, and did not have an idea that they have diabetes. Hmm.
And what would you say the incidence of kidney disease, kidney failure would be in diabetic patients?
So most patients with diabetes can get, not most, I would say they're about 30% of patients will get chronic kidney disease from diabetes. The incidence of renal failure is lower than that. And we have medications now that can slow that whole process down. So there's a lot of promise.
Okay, we need to take another break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about diabetes care at Allegheny Health Network with Dr. Patricia Bononi. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. We still have a couple lines available. You get in the queue for our last segment of Medical Frontiers for this evening. 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers this evening. We're talking about diabetes care at the Allegheny Health Network. Give us a call at 866-391-1020. Let's go right back to our phone lines. Rob, you are on the air. You have a question?
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hey, we're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. My question is, the doctor spoke about the freestyle, you know, that sticker you put on your arm. My question is, when I take a blood reading and I take this, I wave the sensor over it, I don't get the same amount of numbers. I'll get 20 points lower than actual blood reading.
Yeah, so that's...
Are they not reliable?
No, they're just as reliable, but you... this is a common question. You have to remember it's measuring two different things. When you stick your finger, you're measuring blood, and the sensor is measuring the fluid between the cells. So it's not measuring blood level. And it's about 5 minutes behind the blood. So it's okay if there's about a 20-point difference between them. That's pretty accurate.
All right, so what am I to believe at that point? Is my sugar reading 150, but, you know, I'm getting, you know, like I say, 20 points difference. So, you know, which one do I believe?
Yeah, well, you can believe either of them. I tend to like the continuous glucose monitor better. You must be on insulin because that, and you don't have to say, but that's the only...
I'm not. She doesn't have me on insulin yet.
Okay, and you get... Because many times those sensors aren't covered unless you're on insulin. But the value of the sensor...
I got it.
...is that you can see what your blood sugars do after you eat or how they're progressing over time. But the absolute number is not quite as important.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, you're on the air.
Hi. I kind of feel weird because I don't have a question or a problem, but I am a post-type 2 diabetic. I watched my maternal grandfather with diabetes not take care of himself. He was a hard-working, meal hunky, and he liked his beer, and I watched him lose both of his legs to complications of diabetes and alcoholism when he was about 60 years old. He lived another 20 years after that only because he couldn't get up and go get the beer and stuff. Grandma took good care of him, and I watched what she did to take care of him. So when I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I spent 2 years on metformin, and I enjoyed a martini here and again, and I ate good, and I decided, I don't want to live without legs, and I changed my life around. I don't drink alcohol at all anymore. I watch my carbs intakes and everything like that, except for ice cream. I got to have ice cream. And I walk, I exercise. I walk about 2 miles a day, and I for about 2 years now, I've been non-diabetic, I would say. But I fight the fight every day.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. You know, it's a fight you fight every day. And that metformin, it messed with my intestinal tract. And I just said, let's go. Let's get this done. And you know what? My wife was the same way, and now my wife's no longer diabetic either.
Yeah, that's great that you guys have made those lifestyle changes because, as you say, it can make a big difference in your blood sugar. But, back in the day with your grandfather, we didn't have the kind of things we have now. So it's much better. The chance of getting a complication can be reduced because of the tools we have at our disposal.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brody, is that? You're on the air.
My question has to do with testosterone. I talked to a doctor, and he showed me online that in Europe, they are treating it with testosterone. People with low testosterone, and it has a positive effect on diabetes. Do you know anything about that? Is that true or not?
Yeah, testosterone itself doesn't lower blood sugar or treat diabetes, but often people with low testosterone are also obese and at risk for diabetes. So actually losing weight may help improve testosterone levels and will also help your diabetes as well if you have it.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. Soon we're going to run out of time. In less than a minute, tell us some good advice, some wise things about diabetes prevention and treatment.
Yeah, it's like they always say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So know your numbers, know your A1C, know your glucose level, stay active, everything in moderation. And if you get diabetes, there's lots of help out there.
There's been a lot of change since you had your training in endocrinology. What do you see out there in the next 10, 15 years in your particular field, especially with diabetes?
Yeah, I think it's going to be continued improvement in monitoring the sensors. I think they'll become more ubiquitous, and I think we'll be able to get better control of diabetes and reduce those complications.
And it's very important for somebody who has diabetes to develop a discipline of taking care of themselves.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Medical Frontiers. We're going to say good night. And thank you very much, Doctor, for being our guest this evening. It's always a lot of fun. And diabetes is basically an epidemic, and we have to
do everything we can to prevent it. So good night. Have a nice Veterans Day tomorrow, and we'll be back from Medical Frontiers next week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.